possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Jason Leisure's still here.
Hello.
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotsky's. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
I know if I write something really critical, I'm back in there next day and I will see that person face to face. So I better write responsibly. That doesn't mean pull punches.
No.
But that means what you write needs to be well supported and it shouldn't be something that you'd have a problem saying to that person's face.
Jason Leisure.
And talk about with your defense, what kind of disposition are you seeing from the defense? Not just tonight, but throughout camp.
What Dennis has been preaching to those guys from day one, it's not what we call, it's how we play. And I think those guys have really, really bought into that mantra. There's an aggression with which we want to play, not just schematically, but I talk about it all the time. These corners are going to come up. They're going to press. They're going to be willing tacklers in space. Our linebackers are smart players that are communicating. They have good eye discipline. And then up front, these guys are striking blocks in the run game, and they're getting after the passer in the pass game. So when you see it all come together, the fundamentals, the technique, and then really the aggression is the word I like to use to describe it. It's a good thing.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Let's talk with Jason Leisure about what's going on with the Bears. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Jason, thank you very much for joining us. What's it been like up there over the last couple of days, considering that the Bears had moderate success with what they were doing offensively on Sunday?
I think that there has been a little bit of exhaling because, as you guys know, it's been a very up and down camp for Caleb Williams and the offense. And while they have maintained confidence throughout, everybody else needed to see some proof of concept here. And obviously they didn't run anything interesting in a preseason game, and they're not going to. They're going to save all of that for the games that matter. But it was just good to see everything run well, even against backups. I mean, you can put all these stipulations on it, and you'd be right, but they can only do what's in front of them at this time. They can't make the playoffs today. They can play in a preseason game Sunday against the Bills backups. They can play in a preseason game this coming Friday against the Chiefs starters, and you can grade that as you go. I think that it has been a good upswing at the right time in camp overall for Caleb Williams. If you like what you saw Sunday in the game against the Bills, 2 days before that, he looked pretty sharp against the Bills in joint practice too, and that was against their starters.
Jason, it has felt like
We've now, as a media, kind of survived watching the onboarding of everything. And now it is going to be more dialed in with these are the things to try and get really good at. Is that perception right? Or is there more onboarding that's still kind of ongoing with Ben teaching Caleb the totality of the offense and what he wants him to learn?
I think that the onboarding is basically complete, like you're saying, Matt. I think as far as giving Caleb Williams and the rest of the starting offense an overview of what they're going to do. But Ben Johnson made an interesting comment last week saying that he had, in advance of the joint practice against the Bills, he pulled up his game plan from playing the Bills as Lions offensive coordinator late last season. And he said he's looking through these plays and he's like, this, our team right now, the Bears, is not ready to run all of these plays. We're not at that stage yet. And then he compared that to game plans that he had in his first year as Lions offensive coordinator and was pretty amazed, I think, by how much progress that team had made over 3 years. From what they were doing year one to what they were doing year three, looked a lot better. So it's going to be like that. And Caleb and Ben both talk about this in terms of multi-year project. I think if you want to shrink it down and look just at this season, the basic onboarding is done, and now you're going to get more of a streamlined game plan for specific opponents.
That cut that you talked about, we talked about last week, it jumped out to both of us the same way on the Friday of him talking about the plays. So is that self-awareness from Ben that will mean a simplified approach in the early weeks here, perhaps, for what he asks his quarterback to do?
Simplified by Ben Johnson standards.
Yes.
I think even a simplified Ben Johnson offense is going to impress you more than a Shane Waldron offense.
There's no doubt about that. You've covered football for a long time in a couple of different places. How remarkable is the Tyson Bagent story?
It is incredible. I mean, it just doesn't happen, really. There are guys that will make it as undrafted players and really establish themselves and get onto the second contract. It's just not usually happening at quarterback and from Division II. And he made, I'm sure you guys have talked a lot about the contract extension today. He made a comment that I thought was so smart and about this decision. And it was to the effect of, he has a better chance in the long run in his career to stay with the Bears as a backup and work with Ben Johnson than he does to go and try to get a starting job somewhere else next season, because he would have been a restricted free agent. He could have tested the market. But I think that so many guys will jump at the chance to either get the money or be the starter. And I get it. I totally get why they would. But I think the longer term play is to be somewhere where they are going to teach you well. Like Justin Fields, for example, this year going to the Jets. I just am not sure how well that's going to work out. And man, I mean, 2 years, $40 million, I think I would have said yes to if I was Justin Fields. But don't you think Justin Fields, for the long run for his career, would have been better off going and being the backup in somewhere like Minnesota or the Rams?
Yes.
Somewhere where he was going to be well taught.
100%. Like, I thought about the Rams for Tyson Bagent too, because Stafford's back is clearly bothering him. And I don't know what they want to do on the season, if they want to punt and put themselves in the Arch Manning sweepstakes, or I don't even know if they have enough draft picks to do that, considering that they gave them all away to win a Super Bowl, which most people would be okay with. But I kept thinking about that. And with Bagent, I loved what he was saying about kind of where he's come from. And the idea of, man, we were broke. You know, my dad didn't say my dad didn't have running water until he was in high school or something like that.
Yeah, and Tyson Bagent was still living at home until I think this year. Back in, and now he was making NFL money. He was making like $1 million a year. He's doing okay. $10 million over 2 years is a complete game changer, obviously, for him and for his family. He is such a And this is the best compliment I think I can give a pro athlete or any kind of famous person. He is such a normal person. His reaction to getting $10 million, I think, is the same that yours or mine would be.
it's amazing. And, you know, undrafted quarterbacks, you know, you think of Kurt Warner, but that's kind of an epic story. But like John Kitna carved out a long career in life for himself. Jake Delhomme, Dave Craig. Like there's been some dudes. Very occasionally it can happen. I could see, especially with the mindset you're talking about, Jason, of accepting the backup role for a great coach and just learning. He could have a long-ass NFL career as a smart and trusted backup. And then those guys turn into coaches in the league if you want. You can set yourself up for an entire life if you play your cards right.
I think Tyson Bagent has starter potential somewhere at some point. I think his chances of being a starter and being good and having some longevity there as a starter is in all of that increases by sticking around and being well coached rather than jumping at the nearest opportunity to be the quarterback for the Browns or whoever.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Speaks, we love to talk about how old we are.
Yeah.
We're so old that John Kitna's son, Jalen Kitna, is finishing his college career now at quarterback at UAB.
Amazing. Amazing. So, you know,
my age catches up with me when I talk to the players and coaches, and you start to get now coaches and GMs who are younger than me. Like Ben Johnson is a couple years younger than me. This is kind of the first this is happening for me with coaches and executives. I think Ryan Poles is about my age, give or take. And I was talking yesterday, I had an interview with Kevin Byard, who is, quote unquote, the old guy, one of the old guys on the Bears roster.
He's 32.
He's 32 years old. He's nine years younger than me. And I was asking him about, you know, being 32, which is football old, and playing in a secondary where it's all guys in their mid-20s. And he was like, oh, man, now you're making me feel old. And I'm sitting there thinking, you are a kid compared to me.
Yeah, you've got no idea. Kevin Byard talking about Ben Johnson and the culture reset that he's doing and comparing him to Mike Vrabel doing the culture reset. The fact that he brought that up to you guys was very compelling. What did you get out of your Kevin Byard conversation that you liked?
Yesterday, I think what I got from it, Kevin Byard is super interesting. We don't talk enough about Kevin Byard, and he's had such a good camp. He has been all over the place. He has never missed a game due to injury, and he had never missed a practice due to injury until last year when he got back spasms and couldn't get off the floor in the weight room because they were so intense. And I told him that's an old man injury because I would know. But in addition to that, when he's talking about the culture of the Bears, he's sitting there looking at last year and saying, and Kevin Byard, by the way, has almost always been on decent teams or better. A lot of 9-7s, but even some better ones. I mean, the Bears would kill for 9-7 right now, 9-8. And he said that they had such high expectations and it was such a grueling, frustrating thing to go through, losing 10 in a row. And everyone's looking at each other like, why is this happening? Why can't we figure this out? This team is too good. There's too many good players here for this to keep happening. And he said, and this is a guy going into his 10th year in the league, that he would know. He said, sometimes a 12-5 roster goes 5-12. And it's all about the little things. And when he talked about the upcoming season, Matt, and the high expectations they have now, because it feels very similar to last year, where everybody thought last year was going to go great. Right now, everybody thinks this year is going to go great. He said there's 15 or 20 other teams that also think it's going to go great for them. And it's really going to come down to, for us, for the Bears, he said, whether or not we learned the lessons from last year. And that means, really, more than anything, attention to detail and accountability and practice for getting things wrong.
Terrell Smith out for the year. Feel terrible for that kid who has been a really, really hard worker and had a shot to get some real good playing time this year.
He's been in the mix for a starting job ever since they drafted him in the 5th round out of Minnesota a couple of years ago. That same draft class where they drafted Tyreek Stevenson in the 2nd round and Terrell Smith in the 5th, Terrell Smith was right there stride for stride with Stevenson that training camp. And he has been competing with him for that starting job last year and this year. That competition this year for the number 2 corner on the outside opposite Jalen Johnson was Tyreek Stevenson, Terrell Smith, and Nashawn Wright, who is a newcomer. I don't think there's a better example of something the Bears have fixed, that the Ryan Poles administration has fixed, than corner. I mean, that last year of Pace running the team, they had Jalen Johnson as a rookie or second-year player. Yeah, second-year player. And everything else was practice squad players, basically, at corner. Now they go into, they had last year and they have again this year, 6 starting level corners. Terrell Smith, if it hadn't worked out here, would have been a starter, and probably, I'm assuming he's going to recover from this and resume playing the way he has been, he'll be a starter somewhere else. Every coach I've ever talked to in the NFL, they always say, man, you can't have enough corners. We can never find enough corners. And I've covered all these teams where they're just constantly signing guys from other teams' practice squads, just trying to find an answer. The Bears, actually, last year and this year, probably do have enough depth to where Josh Blackwell, Terrell Smith, now Nashawn Wright are all starting caliber players. And right now, you don't expect to need that because Kyler Gordon was back at practice today. Jalen Johnson is expected to be ready for the opener. But you never know, man. It's a long season, and there could hit a point where they're really missing Terrell Smith.
Jason, as always, we appreciate the time. Talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Jason.
It's Jason Leisure. He covers the Bears for the Sun-Times. He's nice enough to hang out with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.